Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Exclusive wild-card playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
That's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wild-card playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Boy, it's starting to turn now. It's Wednesday. We are getting closer and closer to wild card weekend in the NFL. Really, starting tomorrow, it's the best 5 days of football you'll get all year. You get college football playoff game semifinal on Thursday, college football semifinal on Friday. The Thursday game is the Ole Miss-Miami game. Friday's Indiana-Oregon. Saturday, a pair of playoff games with the Rams and the Panthers. And the Bears, the Packers, I'll be locked into that one. Obviously, it affects the Eagles in a big way, who they'll play next week, assuming they win. Sunday at 1, the Bills and the Jaguars, as we lead you right into the Eagles and the 49ers Sunday at 4:30. When that game ends, it's the Patriots and the Chargers, Sunday Night Football. I like the Chargers in an upset. And then Monday night, the Texans in Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football. Best 5 days of football all year. So, talking a lot about the game, thinking a lot about the game, and the line keeps moving in the Eagles' direction, which is obviously great. Not that it has to mean anything, but it's better than the other way, I would say. I mean, obviously people believe the Eagles are going to win the football game, and those respected bettors that move lines and books that move lines feel like it's an Eagles spot. So that I would certainly feel better about the Eagles being 4.5-point favorites than I would if they're 4.5-point underdogs. So you could say that stuff doesn't matter. I could say I get it, but it does tell a tale of what the perception is going in. And I think a lot of this perception is because the Niners are so banged up on defense. They're so depleted on defense. Not a single player on their 53-man roster at linebacker position that was there to start the season is there now. A lot of metrics have them as a bottom 10 defense in all of football. They seem to be situationally a little better than that. So I know that they're going to throw up all over themselves, but they're not a good defense. It's one the Eagles offense should be able to at least have some competency against in this football game. But as I think through this matchup here, the Niners aren't what they were a few years ago in terms of their roster depth, right? There's no Debo. There's no Brandon Ayuk, who just disappeared from the team this year. Ricky Pearsall seems like he re-aggravated injuries. He's always hurt. So I don't know if he's going to be out there this week. Juwan Jennings is a good player. You know, they've gotten a lot out of guys that you're like, who? At the wide receiver position. I mean, they're basically driven by McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, George Kittle. That's their offense right now. It's those three guys. I imagine between McCaffrey and Kittle, we're probably talking about 30 touches in the game between those two players. I mean, they are going to be the bulk of the offense, and then, you know, they'll pop the ball here and there to Jennings and whatever. But that's their offense. Defensive side is the issue. We know the Eagles should score on them, but as I think through this matchup, and I've gone through a lot of numbers and thought about a lot of different ways this game could go, I just keep coming back to this. My biggest concern for the game, one that the Eagles should win, one that I'm planning to pick them to win the football game. My biggest concern for the Eagles in this football game is on the sidelines for the 49ers. And as their head coach, Kyle Shanahan, I think Shanahan is an incredible football coach. And I'm going to pay him a very high compliment right now. That you may agree with the comparison, you may disagree. It's how I see it. I believe this stage, this version, this moment in time of Kyle Shanahan's career is very reminiscent of Andy Reid in the middle of his career with the Philadelphia Eagles. And what I mean by that is, yeah, there's a lot of people out there who will say, well, he hasn't won anything. And look what happened in the Super Bowl. And he had a shot, and he didn't win. And big games, and in-game decisions, and all that, blah, blah, blah. You could look at that side of Kyle Shanahan. What I look at is this is obviously a great football coach. And one that if I was buying stock in a coach, if I was projecting the next 20 years of pro football, and you told me, you know, I had to guess the coaches that are going to win the most games in the next 10 to 20 years, right? And obviously some of these guys might not even be coaches yet, but of who we have now. And based on their ages, the guys that could stick around to be around that long, Kyle Shanahan would be one of, if not my first pick. That's how good of a coach I think he is. And I think it's like Andy all those years ago with the Eagles, where it's going to happen one day. And in any given game, he's good enough to really create some problems. And I was listening to Richard Sherman on his podcast this week talk about how the Eagles have some elite players on defense. Vic Fangio is a great defensive coordinator. And if they win up front, they're going to win the game because they'll get to Brock Purdy. But if Brock has time, Shanahan is going to create some things to isolate and get the weak parts of the Eagles secondary. And I think because they've been so good up front that we've forgotten there are some weaknesses here. Adoree Jackson has leveled off. You know, he's gotten better from where he was at the beginning of the season. He's found a decent level, but he's still a comparative weakness on the defense. The safeties I view as coverage weaknesses in the secondary. They're not, I wouldn't call them pluses. I don't think Reed Blankenship's a bad player. I like Reed. I've liked Reed since he got in the field all those years ago. I guess the Green Bay Packers who picked off Aaron Rodgers in 2022. I like Reed, but Reed could be gotten in coverage. Marcus Epps, he's done a really nice job coming back to the team, and Vic puts him in good spots, and he's not going to put himself in a bad spot. He's a vet. He's smart. All those kind of things. But Marcus Epps could be had in coverage. So that's where I think that 49ers are going to try to isolate and create some situations where they could get a safety in a bad position. And we saw the Bills do this a couple weeks ago. The Buffalo Bills had some shot plays they hit with Josh Allen down the field because they got some of the Eagles defenders in a blender. And Shanahan has an ability to scheme that up. Now, all the parts got to work. He could scheme it up right. But if Nolan Smith wins, Jalen Hunt wins, Jalen Carter wins, Jordan Davis wins, Jalen Phillips wins, it's not going to matter. And that's where the Eagles should have the advantage, and they should win enough plays that if they lose one or two, first of all, maybe it won't connect, right? Deep shots are not easy, and Purdy could miss, and it's going to be windy. So it might not even matter anyway. But even if they hit one, that shouldn't be enough to win the football game. As long as the Eagles don't give up two or three or four of those explosives that change the game.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
But Shanahan's my biggest concern because I think he's that good. And I think he's got the ability to scheme it up. Look at what they had done before they played Seattle. I think there's a sense of security. It might be false that we have right now because a lot of us watched the 49ers and the Seahawks last Saturday night. And it was like, come on, this 49ers team, really? They scored 3 points. And they didn't do well. They look bad. Couple things. Trent Williams didn't play in that game. I expect him to play in this game on Sunday. The other thing is Seattle Seahawks are as good as it gets right now in pro football. I know there's a sense lot all year. Like, really, the Seahawks? Are we serious? The Seahawks? I think they're so good roster-wise, so deep roster-wise, so fast on defense, so smart Mike McDonald. And the Eagles have a lot of similarities in terms of level of defense they could play like the Seahawks. I just think – and Mike McDonald, you know, when they hired him, they hired him for a reason. He was dubbed the Shanahan tree killer. You know, you go back to the Christmas night game in 2023, 49ers at Ravens, Christmas night, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, the night that the MVP was really decided that night. And, you know, a lot of stories kind of big picture emerged from that game. But the biggest one was what the Ravens defense those years ago did to Brock Purdy. I believe picked him off four times and ruined his MVP candidacy. That was Mike McDonald's Ravens defense. That really got him the Seahawks job. It really was a trickle effect game in a lot of franchises and just the hierarchy of the NFL. It was the trickle down that led McDonald out of Baltimore to Seattle. It was the trickle down that took Brock Purdy from, hey, is this the next true great, to, hey, there's some warts there. It was the trickle down that led to McDonald going to Seattle as the Shanahan-McVay stopper and changing that division from a two-horse division to a three-horse division. It was the trickle-down that the last couple of years, the Ravens' defense, not even close to as good as they were prior to that, and have obviously led to the firing of John Harbaugh yesterday. So a lot of trickle-downs from that game, but I bring that up because I think McDonald and the Seahawks are a unique matchup for the 49ers. It's one they don't handle well. It's one that's very familiar. I don't think the 49ers are suddenly a three-point offense because they were a three-point offense last Saturday night. That's the point. They're not. They're better than that. And they're going to be a bigger challenge for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Kyle Shanahan's going to be a bigger challenge. The other thing about Shanahan that I think gets lost. So this past summer I read, what's the name of the book? Winning is... The why is everything. The why is everything. Good book. Michael Silver's the author. I enjoyed it. And it was really about the Shanahan tree. It was about all those coaches that were together, you know, way back in the day in that Washington coaching staff under Mike Shanahan, those young coaches that were kind of finding their way and cutting their teeth. Shanahan was the lead dog as the coordinator. But under him, there was a McVay, there was a McDaniel, there, you know, there was a LaFleur, Raheem Morris was there. There was a lot of, I mean, just, you know, the NFL landscape for the next X amount of years was all in that building. And then, it took you through their separate ways and how they became, they went from friends to rivals to coworkers to kind of try to elbow in each other for the next job. It's a really good book. But what stood out to me reading it was that they all revere Kyle. That they're all great coaches, right? They're all high-level coaches. McVay probably revered him the least because I think he viewed him the most as a peer on your level. But LaFleur, McDaniel, Morris, they all revered the guy. They revered him and just thought he was the best coach they've ever been around at a young age. And Shanahan doesn't just know offense, he knows defenses too. And I imagine this week he is, I don't know their, I don't know how they do it in their building out there, but I imagine if not, he's in a defensive meeting, that he's at least sitting down with Robert Saleh after watching Eagles offensive film, after watching the issues they have on offense with Jalen Hurts and the blocking and the run game right now, and giving Saleh tips on how to attack and why they're so bad and where their weak points are. So I know we're going to call Fangio Shanahan either a wash. I think a lot of people here are going to say Fangio advantage. I get all that. Where my biggest concern lies Sunday is the head coaching matchup, because I think it's a mismatch. And I'm aware that the Eagles beat the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl in 2022. I'm aware. It's a tremendous day. But the game became, you know, almost impossible to take anything away from once the quarterbacks got hurt, once Purdy went down, and once they basically lost all their quarterbacks, the game just became not football anymore. And then the year after that, you know, the Niners came in here. Eagles were depleted on defense. It was their revenge spot, and they embarrassed them. So those are your two Sirianni and Shanahan matchups. Neither have been close. I think the better coach by far is Kyle Shanahan. It concerns me in game. It concerns me in preparation. It concerns me for this matchup. I believe the Eagles are going to win. The Eagles are the better football team. They're at home. They're rested. They're healthier. They should win this football game. But if this thing is bite your nails kind of feeling Sunday at 7 o'clock, I think there's a clear reason why. That head coach, Shanahan. There are good ones. There are great ones. Sometimes the great ones take a while to have the hardware for us all to agree they're great. That's what I think is going on with Shanahan, the way it went on with John Elway, the way it went on with Andy Reid. Sometimes it takes a while for the best to have confirmation out there that they're that good. I think Shanahan's that good. He's my biggest concern in the game on Sunday. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about this week. Jason Avant is going to be live in studio with us today on a Wednesday as we lead into a very, very big weekend of football and, of course, with the Philadelphia Eagles. So Jason Avant in studio on Wednesday. If you miss any of that, check it out YouTube. Check it out Odyssey app. Check it out 94WIP. You can listen any way you want. My newsletter, Joe-Gilio-newsletter at BEEHIIV.com, beehive.com. That's where my newsletter is. Every day gets emailed to you. Just send me your email address or sign up. I'll send you the link. Very, very easy to do. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.